For most of us, the airport is a temporary place to be while we're waiting to be somewhere else, but O'Hare is a permanent part of Chicago's economic picture. 54,000 people work there. That's more than the population of Elmhurst. So any new development is a big deal. And Mayor Johnson says the new Concourse D will bring more jobs to people who need them.
We are generating more than 3,800 construction jobs, which creates a ripple effect across Chicago's entire community.
When it's finished in about 3 years, passengers will walk through a skybridge from the existing Concourse C to one of 19 new gates that can be set up for everything from smaller to larger wide-body jets. It's part of a plan to replace what's now known as Terminal 2, parts of which date back to the 1960s. We've posted images of the planned new concourse on our website. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.